Anatta Lakkhana Sutta, The Discourse on the Not-Self Characteristic, translated from the Pali by Nyanamoli Thera. Thus I heard. On one occasion, the Blessed One was living at Benares in the deer park at Isipatana, the resort of seers. There he addressed the bhikkhus of the group of five. Bhikkhus. Venerable sir, they replied. The Blessed One said this. Bhikkhus, form is not self. Were form self, then this form would not lead to affliction, and one could have it of form. Let my form be thus. Let my form be not thus. And since form is not self, so it leads to affliction, and none can have it of form. Let my form be thus. Let my form be not thus. Bhikkhus, feeling is not self. Bhikkhus, perception is not self. Bhikkhus, determinations are not self. Bhikkhus, consciousness is not self. Were consciousness self, then this consciousness would not lead to affliction, and one could have it of consciousness. Let my consciousness be thus. Let my consciousness be not thus. And since consciousness is not self, so it leads to affliction, and none can have it of consciousness. Let my consciousness be thus. Let my consciousness be not thus. Bhikkhus, how do you conceive it? Is form permanent or impermanent? Impermanent, venerable sir. Now, is what is impermanent painful or pleasant? Painful, venerable sir. Now, is what is impermanent, what is painful, since subject to change, fit to be regarded thus? This is mine, this is I, this is myself. No, venerable sir. Is feeling permanent or impermanent? Is perception permanent or impermanent? Are determinations permanent or impermanent? Is consciousness permanent or impermanent? Impermanent, venerable sir. Now, is what is impermanent pleasant or painful? Painful, venerable sir. Now, is what is impermanent, what is painful, since subject to change, fit to be regarded thus? This is mine, this is I, this is myself? No, venerable sir. So, bhikkhus, any kind of form whatever, whether past, future, or presently arisen, whether gross or subtle, whether in oneself or external, whether inferior or superior, whether far or near, must with right understanding how it is be regarded thus. This is not mine, this is not I, this is not myself. Any kind of feeling whatever, any kind of perception whatever, any kind of determination whatever, any kind of consciousness whatever, whether past, future, or presently arisen, whether gross or subtle, whether in oneself or external, whether inferior or superior, whether far or near, must, with right understanding how it is, be regarded thus. This is not mine, this is not I, this is not myself. Bhikkhus, when a noble follower who has heard the truth sees thus, he finds estrangement in form. He finds estrangement in feeling. He finds estrangement in perception. He finds estrangement in determinations. He finds estrangement in consciousness. When he finds estrangement, passion fades out. With the fading of passion, he is liberated. When liberated, there is knowledge that he is liberated. He understands. Birth is exhausted. The holy life has been lived out. What can be done is done. Of this, there is no more beyond. That is what the Blessed One said. The bhikkhus were glad, and they approved his words. Now, during this utterance, the hearts of the bhikkhus of the group of five were liberated from the taints through clinging no more.